Reverend Monsignor Charles Dacher, professor, rector of the university, Reverend Father, dean of the faculty, my dear fathers, brothers, sisters, and my friend. It is for me a privilege to come here to be with you, because I always keep in my heart since long time the friendship with my friend Chinese, and mostly the unforgettable figures of some of them, like Jamina Yuki, with whom I was elected last time here in 1994 for the first assembly of the Bishops of Asia. I have been many times before in Taiwan, and since 1971. And my professor is also Archbishop Dupua Stanislaw in university. He has been my professor. And also to pay a tribute of gratitude to many Jesuits who have been professors for our clergy in Vietnam, in the Pontifical College of St. Pius X. And some of them already are in heaven, as Father Delay and all the fathers. I keep always in my heart and a pin and a cry of Cardinal Yuki when we had the assembly. He told us in the assembly, don't forget your brothers and sisters, more than 1 billion of them in the mainland. And this is a continual prayer for me in my heart, even in prison. Don't forget your brothers and sisters in mainland who suffer liberty and for their faith, for their fidelity to the church. Today, I thank you for welcoming me and giving me this opportunity. I try to make myself understood, and I would make only a summary, because it is too long. And I would not like to abuse of your patience and your time. It is hope now. Was in jail in captivity during 13 years and 3 months. I was bishop since 29 years, more than 29. So I belong to the Old Testament. And when I was already 8 years bishop in the diocese of Nha Trang, the center of Vietnam, and then 1 week only before Saigon collapsed, the Holy Father Paul VI appointed me as Archbishop Coadjutor of Saigon. 1 week later, when the communists came, he told me the appointment of a bishop in Saigon, the biggest diocese of Vietnam, 1 week before we arrived, means it is a conspiracy of the Vatican and imperialism to put there a young bishop so that he can organize further the struggle against communism. I was for that in prison for 13.5 years. And I was moved in 16 different places, from south to center and to north, until close to the border of China. You know about the cause of my imprisonment. And you will ask me, how did I manage to overcome the difficulties of this type of imprisonment? Because during 13 years, I have 9 years of isolation from prison. And isolated, along with two guards. Nearly, I was mad, crazy, because I'm alone in a bad mood. I have nothing to do. There is time I was obliged to work in the field. But it is alright, because I have friends, I can talk with them. But 9 years alone, always with two guards, it's crazy. I move one day in the morning, 10 minutes to receive something to eat, and at 9 o'clock and evening at 4 o'clock to receive something to eat. It's true that I have nothing to do. So if I tempted to lie on my bed, after 2 weeks, everything is coming. Because we eat one day, vegetable, cooked in salt and water and rice. And if we lie on a bed, we will have immediately arthritis. And peace. What should I do? First thing I must do is to live the present moment to the fullest. Why? Because when I was arrested, it was the day of Assumption 1975. I was called to the presidential palace and arrested in the presidential palace. It is funny. Go to the presidential palace and arrested. Because if he arrested me outside, fear and manifestation of the Facebook. I remember immediately the first point of the situation of Archbishop John Wong. You remember? That all the witness of the faith who was in prison in China for 12 years, when he was released, he came back to New York, and when he arrived at the airport, many newsmen came to ask him, what about the prison? He said, I am too tired, but I can tell you one thing, I went half of my life and waiting for my liberation. It is the same sentiment I experienced. So my first resolution is, I don't want anymore. If I were, maybe sometime nothing happened, and only one thing happened, I will die. For instance, if I were until I can return to my diocese. Since that time, I never returned to my diocese. 21 years, I never returned to my diocese. So, I will live the present moment to the fullest. My first resolution. Live the present moment to the fullest. Live in unity. Every minute, please God. In unity with my brothers and sisters. there's a way. I think to make a line, a straight line, you need many points. Thousands of points. So, if I would like to make a good life, I must leave thousands and millions of minutes according to the will of God, with love. And I must do something, everything, as I can do. What I did? The first thing I did was how to be in contact with my faithful. Because already the first time I was brought 400 kilometers far away from my faithful. 400 kilometers. So I was tormented every night. How can I do to be in contact with my faithful? And one night a light came to my brain. It is simple. You have to do like St. Paul. When he can do something for his faithful, he was in jail, he wrote letters to his faithful. And so I must do write something for them. I begin to write my book. I begin to write my book. Because I was in house arrest. The children can camp. The children can camp. The boat is outside. The morning I called a shaykh and told him, go tell your mother, go to the market, buy for me the old block of calendar. In the evening, the shaykh bring for me the old block of calendar. And every night, I wrote behind the shapes of calendar something. And it becomes my book, The Road of Hope. And now, this book is printed in 8 languages. And today, I am glad to present to you the Chinese version of my book. And I profit of this occasion to thank many brothers and Father Wu for collaboration of the translation into Chinese. Because I would like to have some gift to my friend. You are my friend, and I must keep in mind, never forgot 1 million friends, brothers and sisters. I must do something. I present this Chinese version.